In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Rob is here producing this thing as well. We will get back to the Kansas City Royals, who right now, according to FanGraphs, have a 95% chance of making the postseason. But every Monday at around 3:15, we get an opportunity to catch up with the current Super Bowl MVP. In my opinion, the best player in the league, Patrick Mahomes, joins us every Monday at around 3:15. Our conversation this week started with, well, we know what Patrick was doing yesterday. He was at the U.S. Open in New York, and we asked him how it was.
It was awesome, man. The environment was amazing. It was obviously center is just dominant, so he went out there and he played really well. But it was cool to see some of the greatest going up against each other and to have an American in the final. It was a great experience.
I do have to ask you a toss-up. What's more fun to be at? Was it yesterday's U.S. Open final or Game 3 of the NBA Finals?
You know me, man. I'm a basketball fan. But I will say the U.S. Open final was sweet. You know, I went to Wimbledon, too, and to get to go to both of those in the same year, man, I've become more and more a fan of tennis and how those guys and girls go out there and dominate and the conditioning that they play in. But at the end of the day, I'm more of a basketball guy.
You played a lot of sports growing up. Was tennis a sport you ever played?
It was not a sport that I played a ton. My mom worked at a country club, and so she would kind of send me and tell me, she'd bring me to work and be like, hey, you got to go figure out what to do, basically. And so I would go out there and hit it around a little bit. I told Trav, if me and him go up against him, though, I would dominate him if we play tennis.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Patrick, there's been so much that has happened since the last time you and I got a chance to catch up with each other. I haven't got a chance to talk to you since the first current game. You went to the game on Saturday. Busy weekend for you. What is it like to see our city really embrace the current in this beautiful brand-new stadium?
No, I mean, it's been amazing. I mean, first off, I mean, the Currents had a great season so far, and hopefully we can carry this momentum into the postseason. But to see the fans and how much they enjoy coming to games and enjoying that beautiful stadium and the play that's on the field, it's been really cool, and I try to get over there as much as possible. But the city of Kansas City is just alive right now with the Current, the Royals, and the Chiefs rolling, and Sporting's making a run here, too, at the same time. So, exciting times in Kansas City.
How cool is it that so many of your teammates are also coming out to support as well?
No, it's extremely cool, and the guys are asking me about it, man. I mean, they want to be there. They want to be a part of it, and it shows that, I mean, we're going to show support to each other. I mean, all these sports teams, all the city of Kansas City, we want to win together, and I think you can see that by the way we support each other at different sporting events.
You've been at the forefront of all of this, you and your family. What is it like to take your daughter to this? You know, like you get to take your wife, you get to take your daughter to the first stadium in the world that is made specifically for women's sports. That has to be a very proud family moment.
Oh, 100%. And it's cool to see Sterling. I mean, she's in soccer, like, classes and stuff now, and her getting to go to games and stadium that was built just for women. I mean, it's something that it'll help her aspire to achieve those dreams herself and whatever she wants to, she's dreaming of. And so I'm excited for her to grow up and have such great venues and stuff that she can go out there and see some of the best play in Kansas City.
I do want to talk to you about the game from Thursday, but everybody is talking about it. What do you make of the new kickoff rules?
I mean, I think we're still filling it out. I mean, obviously you saw some big plays happen during the weekend, and I think it's going to be exciting, and I think coaches are trying to figure out what's the best way to go about it, where to kick the ball. Do you kick it short? Do you kick it kind of right at the goal line? Well, I mean, you have to, there's so many different ways. I think it just makes them more active and an exciting play that you add to the game. And I mean, we got one of the best special teams coaches in the league and of all time, so to have him have another opportunity to make his imprint on the game, I'm excited for the future of it.
I'm always open for innovation. You know, in the Super Bowl last year, there were no kickoff returns. So the fact that this at least promotes some movement, I don't know if we're ever going to go to the kickoff, you know, when you and I were growing up with Devin Hester and some of the great kick returners, but I'm for anything that just spices the game up a little bit.
100%, and you want to make it – I mean, it's three phases of football. I mean, people love the offense, and, I mean, obviously defense goes out there and makes plays. But at the end of the day, like you said, I mean, when we grew up, special teams were a huge part of the game, and obviously the field goals and punting still there, but you want to add that kick return back into the game. I mean, it's such an exciting play, and so – I'm excited for it. I mean, I think it's an advantage for us. I mean, we got guys that can return the ball, and we do a great job covering. So I'm excited for, as the season goes on, us to find out what we want to do in order to go out there and use it to our advantage.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, here for a couple more minutes. You mentioned explosiveness. You certainly saw that on hand with Xavier Worthy. You've been around a lot of fast players. You've seen a lot of fast players. His speed even caught me off guard on that end around where he scored his first touchdown.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, he just – it's like when he wants to go, he can go. And it's a speed that he does a really good job of using it to his advantage. I mean, obviously, you can be fast and just run fast the whole time. But it seems like he kind of waits to the right moments to use that speed. And you just try to get the football in his hands, man, and let him make plays. And I thought he did a great job. And as he gets more and more comfortable in the offense, he'll be more and more involved. But we got a lot of explosion around across the entire football field. And that was great to see this last week, and we're going to try to build on top of that.
One thing that I don't think you get enough credit for is you're really good at making sure guys get their game ball when they have their first touchdown. Why is that so important to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's just because it's such an important moment. I mean, whenever you grow up, man, you want to get in the end zone and score that touchdown. And so a lot of times when you do score the touchdown, the guys are excited, or celebrating, and kind of – you kind of go crazy. And so I want to make sure those guys have that moment. And just like guys have helped me in the past, and like I got the football from the passing Lynn Dawson's record, that's stuff that you forever will remember, and you want to have those footballs. And so I try to make sure to grab those for the guys. And in the excitement of the moment, they'll be able to have that memory.
You're so good at getting game balls for other people. How many game balls do you have? What game ball means the most to you?
I have a ton of them, but I think the ones that mean the most is I kept every football from the games of the first Super Bowl run, and so I have the divisional round comeback, the AFC championship comeback, and then the Super Bowl, the first Super Bowl that we won. I have the game ball from all three of those, and so I think those are the ones that are probably mean the most to me, because it was the first run. It was such a magical run, and it kind of really started what we've kind of done so far.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, for a couple more minutes here. I'm sure you've seen the picture on social media. It's like Lynn Dawson, and he has his arm around you, and you guys are on the field. How special is it that you got a chance to meet him before he passed, and you passed his record, and you guys are always going to be intertwined as all-time great Kansas City Chiefs quarterbacks?
I mean, yeah, it's extremely special. I mean, just the few times I got to talk to him and the advice that he gave me, man, about how to just be myself and go out there and play the football, the game that I love, just like the game that it is, and enjoy it. I mean, he was a special guy. I mean, obviously, he's a pioneer of the quarterback position. I mean, the way he was able to put up these records that it took me eight years to get past, man. And he was playing in an era where throwing the football was almost like you shouldn't do it. So, I mean, he's just a pioneer of the quarterback position. He gave me some great advice, and I'm very appreciative of being able to pass this record, because knowing the type of guy that he is.
Your name comes up anytime a quarterback gets paid. We saw Dak Prescott get a four-year, $240 million. Somebody always inevitably asks you about your contract. You've been pretty steadfast that you're happy with your deal. How cool is it to see that, you know, every contract you feel like the numbers are just getting bigger and bigger at your position?
I mean, that's what you want. You want to keep pushing the game forward. And I think it's awesome for the quarterback position, but just in the NFL in general, is that guys keep getting paid more and more money. It's letting guys live out their dreams and get paid to take care of their families for a long, long time. And then it gives the next guy an opportunity to go out there and search for that as well. And so it's all about pushing the game forward. The NFL is bringing in a lot of money, and I want guys all around the league that are playing to be able to take care of their families for a long time, because they're going out there and playing the right way.
Last thing here, I think Cincinnati is you guys' rival. Obviously, you have rivalries in your division. Buffalo's been tough. Baltimore's been tough. I define rivalries in pro sports by two teams that are fighting for the same thing that just seem to have an equal dislike for each other. You guys don't like them. They don't like you. It's fun. It's football. What is it like to go against this team so early in the season and have two really important AFC games off the jump?
Yeah, I mean, we knew about it all offseason, man. We're going to play two of the best teams in the league in the first 2 weeks. And so we have to have that right focus to come out through training camp and come out ready to play. And we were able to go out there and beat a good Ravens team, and now we're playing a really good Cincinnati team. And obviously they didn't have the first week that they wanted to, so they're going to even be more hungry. to go out there and try to get a win. So it's going to take our best football, and we know that. And so we're going to go out there and prepare ourselves this week to go out there and play our best football on Sunday.
That is our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, here on The Drive. Patrick, man, happy to have you back this season, and good luck this Sunday against Cincinnati.
Yeah, appreciate you, man.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.